You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs pregame show on USA-365.com. You're listening to the Crown Point High School Bulldogs postgame show on USA-365.com. Yeah, I hit the wrong button again. Hate when that happens. All right, we're back live now for the Crown Point Bulldogs postgame show. Dave Woodworth now with Frank Sprankle as Mark Smith has vacated the press box, headed down to the field, try to catch some interviews and photos.
Next, we're talking with Kevin Enright, the victorious head coach of the Crown Point Bulldogs as we speak, seeing him at about the 25-yard line, I should say.
Yeah.
So
we're going to have to get Mark a nice recorder so we can bring back those postgame comments from the coaches. So that's another project that, boy, if you folks would like to donate to our cause here at USA365.com, for about $100, we can get a nice digital recorder for Mark Smith. If someone wants to make that a special gift for USA365.com, hey, we'll be happy to put that to good use.
And don't forget, with Mark Smith's hard work and his fame, we got to give him security personnel, too, to transport him from the booth to the field after the game.
That's right.
So we need security. We need some security for Mark.
Well, I just looked at the John Harrell website, and there was a comment from an observer who read the preview story that Mark Smith had wrote, and he predicted the first half almost right on the money, and the resulting sequence that allowed the final score to be 16-12. That was Mark's predicted score for this game when he wrote the preview story, and which was posted a couple of days ago. Who could have guessed that? You couldn't get any. It was just totally amazing that he was able to do that. That's Mark Smith that we're talking about.
We need security for Mark Smith, because if he can nail the score right in the head, you know he's definitely worth the price of admission in terms of listening to our broadcast on USA 365. And, well, the preview stories, too. He does a great job.
He has, he wrote for, 18 years, he mentioned, for the Crown Point Star before they kind of folded up shop there. The Star is still in existence, but they're just syndicating stories there. And it was a budget cutbacks, and we know those things happen in this day and age.
Yeah, we're part of Mark.
But we appreciate Mark, and he's done such a good job for the sports community here in Southlake County, and certainly for us here at USA365.com. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's recap the scoring from tonight's game. The first quarter went scoreless. It was 0-0 after the first 12 minutes. But Crown Point had put together a drive in the closing moments of that first quarter, and early in the second put together, very late in the first quarter, like the last 3 seconds, because Crown Point put together a two-play 80-yard drive, which was basically an 80-yard bomb from Jake Jadis to Jacob Coker. Nice, beautiful pass, caught it on the run along the visitor sideline, takes it in for the score, and the quick 7-0 lead after the point after touchdown kick by Markowitz there at approximately the 11:47 mark. Exactly 11:47 seconds left in the second quarter. Crown Point up 7-0. Now, it stayed that way for a while, but then we had a score that by George Fields from 8 yards out. Lowell punches it in on 7 plays, 58 yards, 2:24 minutes on the time of possession. This with 56 seconds remaining in the first half. However, Smetana, who was filling in for Wilkie, who was serving a one-game suspension, I guess just a team rules violation of some sort. So he was unavailable. Smetana, his kick was low and to the left, failed. So the score is 7-6 at halftime. Crown Point leading by one, because Crown Point just ran out the rest of the second quarter. Third quarter, Crown Point puts together a drive. And I didn't count up all the plays here, but they started on their own 25, went all the way in, 75-yard drive, and looks like it took 14 plays on that drive, covering 75 yards. And with 8:13 to go in the second quarter, Morgan Kroll collecting a touchdown pass from Jake Jadis from 8 yards out. And Markowitz's point after touchdown kick is blocked. It was not a good kick. So it's 13-6, Crown Point over Lowell. And a little bit later then in the third quarter, Evan Markowitz connects on a 20-yard field goal. 11 plays, 24 yards, approximately a 3-minute drive. And that puts Crown Point up 16-6 with 56 seconds remaining in the third quarter. And but you know what? On the very first play from the line of scrimmage, after taking over at their own 20-yard line, Crown Point did a touchback on the next kickoff. That's where George Fields ripped off a 80-yard touchdown run. 80 yards. He broke through the line, and when he saw green grass in front of him, he just turned on the speed, and nobody could catch him.
And you could feel the energy in this place, at least on this particular sideline, considering our broadcast position is in front of the home sidelines. You could feel the energy just erupt, and you had to figure there was going to be some momentum favoring Lowell here.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic. The crowd came to their feet. They were all standing, cheering, and that made the score Crown Point 16, Lowell 12, because Smetana missed his extra point kick again there with 44.5 seconds left in the third quarter. That's the way the third quarter ended, and actually that's how the fourth quarter ended, because there was no further scoring in the game, even though there was a lot of action back and forth. I think Crown Point actually had a good opportunity to go ahead. Lowell had an impressive drive there late with about 6:57 to go. They collected four first downs, I believe, and finally their drive sputtered out at about the Crown Point 35. That's as far as they penetrated. And then a couple of losses on running plays, and then two incomplete passes, and they turned it over to Crown Point to allow Crown Point to basically run out the clock. So there we have it, 16-12 the final score. Let's take a look at the stats. First of all, for Lowell, Seth Anderson at quarterback, he actually played a pretty good game. This was his first game as a starting quarterback for Lowell. He was 3-for-6 passing and no interceptions. Running, however, he did fumble the ball at least twice. I had him unofficially 7 carries for 24 yards. The big player for Lowell tonight, of course, was George Fields. Unofficially, I had him for 33 carries, 195 yards, one touchdown, one fumble. I'll take that back. Two touchdowns, one fumble. And so three fumbles that I am immediately aware of that were committed by Lowell tonight. Crown Point, of course, with two interceptions. So a total of 5 turnovers between the two games, or between the two teams in tonight's game. Other runners for Lowell, Dan Garza, 4 carries for a net of 2. Isaac James, 2 carries for a net of 7. Gordon Sharkey, 1 carry for 2 yards. Passing, Aaron Hamm collected 2 of those receptions for 49 yards. Austin Belt, 1 reception for 14. Now let's switch over to Crown Point, the victorious Bulldogs. Jake Jadis had another great game. He started out a little shaky in the first half. He did have that 80-yard touchdown pass, which obviously boosted his confidence there a little bit. But then he had an interception. He finished the first half going 2-for-9 for 110 yards. But then in the second half, after throwing an interception, he settled down, threw one more touchdown pass, as we mentioned, to Morgan Kroll for 8 yards. For the night, he was 10 of 19 for 208 yards, one touchdown. Make that 2 touchdowns and 1 and 2 interceptions. Rushing, Tristan Peterson, a little rough night tonight. He had 16 carries, only 41 yards. Jake Jadis, 6 carries, a loss of 19 after he had a couple of sacks there, a loss of 6 and a loss of 26, negated what he had picked up earlier. Tyler Downey, 1 carry for 14. Artie Ikwea, 1 for 12. I think that was that fake punt and run for a first down. And receiving-wise, Tristan Peterson, 1 for 30. Jacob Coker, 2 for 82. And then Tyler Downing, 6 for 88 yards. So a lot of those possession receptions there, catches, passes into the flat. Very effective there by Tyler Downing. Also a touchdown pass reception to Morgan Kroll for 8 yards. And Stephen Potoski at the tight end spot with a couple of receptions for 26 yards. So I think those are our primary stats for the evening. Frank, what do you think as we look back on tonight's game?
You got to love this rivalry. That's all I can say. There's been actually, as mentioned in the opening in our pregame show, there has been some talk about possibly taking it away, especially now considering that you have Crown Point moving to 6A, you have Lowell staying at 4A. So if you look at manpower here, it is a disadvantage being that you have a bigger roster favoring the Crown Point players as opposed to the Lowell players. But Lowell playing, once again, Crown Point close. Last year, it was a clutch play on the part of the Bulldogs. The Red Devils were looking for that clutch play, could not get that clutch play here tonight. And as a result, for the fourth straight year, Crown Point takes the Lever helmet, and they are 9-8. They break 500 since this week one rivalry began in 1997. So let's look ahead now. As far as the Crown Point Bulldogs are concerned, they will face a tough opponent, and relatively a tough opponent. Even though they did lose tonight, they did lose 20-7 over Portage. But Mishawaka comes in to Bulldog turf for the Week 2 matchup with the Bulldogs next week. It will be the home opener for Crown Point. But let's understand this. As far as Mishawaka, they were in the state title game. Yeah, we got a final.
Mishawaka played tonight. They lost to Portage by a score of 20-7.
So
let's see if
score.
There's any highlights here per the Northwest Indiana Times. Bit of an upset there, maybe Portage has got a stronger team than we realized. Maybe Mishawaka not as strong.
Well, Mishawaka a year ago did advance to the Class 4A title game. That was in Indianapolis, of course. That was 2 days after Thanksgiving. They lost to Indianapolis Cathedral 56-29. Now, interesting to note, Mishawaka, initially in 4A, they are back in 5A now as the result of the new classification system. They were in 5A the last time these two schools met. Crown Point and Mishawaka have not faced each other since the 1991 regional championship game. That was played on Friday, November 15th of 1991. It was at Mishawaka. Like I said, it was when Mishawaka was in 5A and Crown Point 5A at the time as well. Won by Mishawaka, a close one, a low-scoring affair, 14-7 in what I would like to say was Chip Pettit's last game. Of course, Chip Pettit, now the principal at Crown Point, the head football coach before Kevin Enright took over just last year. But Chip Pettit, the regular Crown Point High School, I would like to say, if the quarterback of that year's team, I'd like to say that was his final game. But 1991, the last time these two schools met, Crown Point and Mishawaka, was in the regional title game, and they will meet next week at Bulldog Turf for the opener, and it is important to note, for the home opener for the Bulldogs, and it is important to note that it is a 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time kickoff. For anybody planning on coming out to Bulldog Turf, it is not 7 o'clock, but 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. This to accommodate a midway point of the start times of Mishawaka, which is on Eastern Time, and Crown Point, of course, which is on Central Time. So 6:30 at Bulldog Turf, if you're planning to come out or listening to us. In terms of our game coverage on USA-365.com goes pregame show, I have to say, 6 o'clock?
Yeah, we'll start at 6 o'clock. We'll do a half hour. I think we're going to do a half hour pregame show every week through the season here this year. Seems like there's always something to talk about to help set the stage for these great broadcasts and these games that are taking place.
Also, a reminder in terms of anybody coming out next week, Mishawaka and Crown Point, the home opener. Definitely looking forward to seeing everybody. A big crowd here for Crown Point as far as the faithful coming here to Lowell tonight was concerned, but we definitely expect a pretty packed house as the Lever Helmets will be coming back home next week. And maybe just run down quickly the Crown Point schedule. Mishawaka next week, then Merrillville the following week, week 3, September 6th. Week 4, it will be on the road to take on Lake Central, September 13th, as we get more into DAC play. September 20th, it's on the road at Portage. September 27th, Valparaiso, that's in week 5. Week 6, I should say, October 4th against LaPorte. Week 8 at Chesterton, I should say, October 11th. And then October 18th, the last week of the regular season, Michigan City comes into Bulldog Turf. So this year, a lot of opportunities to see the Bulldogs at home. 5 home games as opposed to the 4 road games this year.
All right, let's take a look at some of the scores from elsewhere around the region. We mentioned that Mishawaka game losing to Portage. Let's run through a few of the others. Culver Academy over Tip Valley, 36-7. Michigan City over Gary Roosevelt, 55-0. And Hammond Morton over Griffith, 27-13. There's a bit of a surprise, but then again, maybe not. Hammond-Gavitt over Calumet, 14-8, another low-scoring game. Plymouth over Bremen, 34-13. North Decatur over Union County, 28-25. Let's see if we can catch, here's one, Penn over Valparaiso, 49-7. Wow, that's a spanking there that the Vikings took to the hands of the Penn High Kingsmen. And Portage over Mishawaka, 20-7. Mishawaka will be the coming to Crown Point, Frank just mentioned, next Friday. 6 o'clock pregame, 6:30 kickoff. And South Bend Adams over Winchester, 24-18 in two overtimes. And here's an interesting game. Chesterton had taken the lead with what would have been a lead, 17-16, with just about 2 minutes left. South Bend St. Joe comes back to win with the scoring winning touchdown with 28 seconds left, and then recovered a pooch kick to confirm that. So 22-17, St. Joe over Chesterton is the final in that contest. West Central over Culver, 18-6. And let's see if we have any others here. Boone Grove was leading Wheeler, 17-0 at halftime. I'm not sure if we've got a final on that one or not. Let's check another source here for a few more scores. We don't have a final on the Boone Grove yet. Culver Academy over Tippecanoe Valley, 36-29, apparently the final there. Jefferson, Lafayette Central Catholic over Delphi, 49-14. I was looking for Lafayette Jeff. I don't see them. I'm looking for Lafayette Jeff because they're now in that new 6A sectional one with Crown Point and Lake Central and Merrillville.
I guess we won't really feel the impact of being in Class 6A until we get to the sectional tournament time, because that's where you do get some new opponents. Obviously, the DAC remains unchanged, but you can understand the DAC, you have a mixture of six of schools with 6A and 5A, and Crown Point, of course, being 6A, definitely it will be a different feel come time of the tournament.
Right. A little bit south of us, Winnemac over Knox, 56-14, and Twin Lakes over Logansport, 17-7. Triton over Caston, 25-13. And just checking here, see who else we have that would be of interest. We've probably covered most of them here already. We covered Hammond Gavitt and Hammond Morton, both win tonight. And yeah, I guess that's about it. So. Andrean over Hammond Knoll, the big battle between the two Catholic schools in northwestern Indiana. Andrean 51, Hammond Knoll 14. So a big win there for Andrean. That's I guess that means something to those schools.
Of course, it was Andrean last week that came in the Bulldog turf for that scrimmage, in which you didn't have a lot of regulars for Crown Point starting. So a lot of Week one jitters. There was a lot of turnovers in the game tonight on really the part of both teams.
Yeah.
A close game, but a rather sloppy game. Yet you got to put that behind you. It's back to the drawing board for Crown Point. Obviously, we mentioned Mishawaka comes in next week. And for Lowell, they will venture off and play Hammond Morton on the road for week two action.
All right, we'll take one more time out here. I want to thank all our sponsors for being a part of our broadcast here on USA-365.com.
Live Internet radio coverage of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com is brought to you by the Law Office of Herman Barber, offering legal advice and services in the areas of estate planning, wills and trusts, and elder care. The Law Office of Herman Barber is located at 10200 Broadway in Crown Point. You can call him at 219-663-7400. Oil and Go, the fast and efficient oil change service located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. For free pickup and delivery in Crown Point, call 219-663-4364. The Feeling of Jazz, with hosts Kent Lindquist and Bill Satterly, providing 2 hours of mainstream jazz music every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on the Lakeshore, 89.1 FM, and on lakeshorepublicmedia.org. The Law Office of Adam Decker, offering legal advice in the areas of real estate, financial distress, estate property transfers, and other matters. Call Adam Decker at 219-663-7400 or visit his website at www.adamdeckerlaw.com. TheBreeze.com, the world's easy listening leader, bringing you easy listening music 24 hours a day at www.thebreeze.com. And by listeners like you, through your thoughtful donations to our website at www.usa-365.com.
All right, and special thanks to all of those sponsors who helped make our broadcast possible. And, of course, those of you who are able to contribute to our activity, we certainly accept donations via our PayPal link on our website, usa-365.com. All right. Well, Mark Smith has made his way back up to the press box here, and he's huffing and puffing after climbing all those stairs. So I'm not going to give him a chance to catch his breath here a little bit. But we had a great time here tonight at Lowell High School and the Inferno. Most of the stadium is cleared out by now. But we've had a good broadcast tonight. Thank you for tuning in. And we had a good opportunity to recap all of the scores. Mark Smith has put the headset on, and I can officially let you know, Mark, that next week's opponent, Mishawaka, was defeated by Portage by a score of, what was it, 20-7? 20-7 was the final.
Someone might have predicted that, too.
Yeah, someone may have predicted that. Mark, you're going to like this. I have something for you here.
What?
You're going to like this. On the John Harrell website, we log in there and I do a little preview, at least I post the preview that, you know, the link and also the listen link. And it's interesting because here's the page. I pulled it up. We had two replies to my original post, which I put up this afternoon about 3 or 3:30 or whatever this afternoon. I said, read the preview story, and I had the link. Listen live URL. Email comments can be sent too. Now, I haven't checked my email yet, but here's what D.L. or Clistom, the full member here, he's got 845 posts on John Harrell, so he's a veteran. He says, folks, read the preview of this game. Link is in the original post in this thread. It said Crown Point would score first, be up 7-6 at halftime, and that was right on the money. It said Crown Point would get a TD, miss the PAT, and hit a field goal to lead 16-6. That was also right on the money. It said Lowell would score to cut it to 16-12, and that was almost right on the money, except that this was supposed to happen in the fourth quarter. It actually happened with 45 seconds left in the third. And the preview said the game would end up 16-12, Crown Point. There are 9 minutes left. Let's see if it holds up. This guy posts this during the game, and then 26 minutes ago.
See, and the real question is, what is he doing? It's not so much what we're doing.
And there it is. Yeah, he says there it is, just like the preview called it. Crown Point 16, Lowell 12. Amazing. Mark, you're amazing. I read it on the internet. It can't be wrong.
Well, whoever said that, thank you for your comments. And it was Lowell folks were really frustrated because they thought that, we had a chance to win. They should have won. And too many fumbles, too many turnovers. And the Crown Point folks weren't especially happy. They were happy with the victory, but too many penalties and too many interceptions.
Right.
So I think it was a good start for both teams. I know we won't follow Lowell this year, but I think it's going to be a good year for them. Their quarterback is feisty, the Anderson kid. He can run away from the rush. He's not a great passer, but he can get away from the rush. Obviously, George Fields is really good, and they really like on the touchdown that Fields ran for 80 yards. It was a fake to number 32, who was Isaac James, and they really like Isaac James. I think he's going to be a big-time player.
Yeah, he looked pretty good out there. He was playing both ways. We called his name both on defense and offense,
yeah,
didn't we, tonight?
They like their sophomore class. Gordon Sharkey is another sophomore who played some. They think that Danny Garza is going to be elbow injury is going to be back next week.
Okay.
He's hurt. They think he can wrap it up and play. We'll see. I didn't see any other injuries for either side. Crown Point Coach Enright didn't mention any. So it was a good start for the Bulldogs, but again, they don't peak for this game. They just want to win it and move on. And next week's the same. They just want to win it and move on. I don't think Mishawaka is what they were last year. Mishawaka had an all-state quarterback, the kid named Schrader, and who was great, and he's in college now. and they're not going to be the same. And if Portage beat them, I think Crown Point will be favored to beat them. And then then it'll be the third week game with Crown Point and Maryville, which is the big game for the big emotional game for Crown Point. So it was a good night for both. Really a great crowd. Everybody was really excited most of the night. And like I say, I think Lowell will do well the rest of the season. A tough game with Morton next week. I don't know how Morton did tonight. They played Griffith.
Morton did win tonight. Let me give you that score here again.
That'll be a good battle.
It was 27-13 over Griffith.
Okay. So that'll be a good battle. Lowell and Morton always is. And then Lowell has Kankakee Valley. You got a Kankakee Valley Rensselaer score? Because that was a big game down in Jasper County tonight.
That score has not yet come in, but here's a score that did come in that you'll find interesting. Boone Grove, of course, is playing football in the varsity level this year. They defeat Wheeler by a score of 27-7.
All right.
Not bad. Wheeler, maybe not the powerhouse they were, 2 years ago that they made the big run?
I heard we heard about a Munster upset of Lake Central. Is that accurate? Did that score hold?
Haven't seen that yet.
We heard that Munster beat Lake Central, which would be a big upset.
Yeah, that was reported here in the press box, but it hasn't been logged into the official scorekeeper, John Harrell.
Okay, yeah. You mentioned Boone. I'm going up to Hanover Central tomorrow to see.
Munster did win 27-9.
Okay. Wow, that's a little bit of a surprise.
Almost a blowout there.
Yeah, I'm going to Hanover tomorrow to see Hanover's first junior varsity game ever. And next year they have varsity football, and I'm looking forward to the Hanover Central Boone Grove games and the Hanover Central Wheeler games and football in the future. But 10 o'clock tomorrow, Hanover's first junior varsity game out behind Hanover Central High School. I think they play South Central. It doesn't matter when it's JV. It should be fun. It should be a good time. And for Crown Point, this is what they wanted. They win the opener and move on. And I think things look good for Crown Point. I think they showed they have some wide receivers. Remember, they graduated all the receivers from last year.
Right.
They showed they've got the ball to Tyler Downing a lot. And their offensive line wasn't great tonight. There were some false start penalties that, they probably didn't like. But all in all, I think it was a good night. It was a good night for them, and Markowitz came through. He missed the extra point, but then he came through with the field goal.
That field goal was impressive looking.
I think they'll
get that hard. Yeah.
I think they'll get better. It was a good opening night and an entertaining game for us.
It was very entertaining, and special thanks to all the listeners who hung in there through our entire broadcast here. It's already after 10 o'clock, about 10:08 p.m., and that means it's just about time to wrap things up here on USA-365.com. We'd like to thank all those who helped make these broadcasts possible, including our president of Meyer Multimedia Services, John Meyer, and, of course, the executive producer of USA365.com Sports. Yours truly, Dave Woodworth. Special thanks to Mark Smith for his weekly picks. And, of course, next week I think we'll have our first top 10 poll. And, of course, we had our preseason poll a week or so ago. So if you're curious, you can check that out. And then we also have our recap story. We'll be coming up a little bit later this week. Hopefully those pictures will turn out. And we'll find out. We'll find out later this weekend here on USA-365.com. Hey, join us next week. Broadcast time, 6 o'clock, kickoff 6:30, Mishawaka at Crown Point High School. It should be a great game. Join us, won't you? This is Dave Woodworth for the team here. On behalf of Frank Sprinkle, Mark Smith, and everyone else, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, everyone. Final score again, Crown Point 16-12 over Lowell.